Today on the IoT Show, we are talking about a new certification program for developers, which is part of the Microsoft Professional Program.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's about Azure IoT. Ren Guy is on the IoT Show to give us some details about what it is about, what it covers, and how you guys can get certified. Hey guys, thanks for watching the IoT Show. This is Olivier, your host. Today we're going to talk about developer certification for IoT, and I have Renge with me. Hey Renge, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Olivier.
Of course. So Renge, for our audience and people watching us, can you tell us a bit about what you're doing at Microsoft? What is your role within the Azure IoT engineering team?
Sure. I'm Renge Vadlamudi. I'm a principal program manager in Azure IoT engineering team, and I work on partner engineering as well as technical enablement for our field, for MVPs, and for our partners.
Awesome. So concretely, that means that you engage with these partners, with the developers, and you produce content. And one of the type of content actually is certification training, right?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. We're really excited about what we're releasing.
Okay, so we are announcing that today. What is it that we're announcing, actually?
Sure. What we have is we have a MPP program, which is called Microsoft Professional Program, and for Azure IoT track.
Okay.
So we have developed about 8 courses, mm-hmm. And we go deep dive into some of our product verticals. But overall, what we want to do is IoT is generally an ecosystem, so
yep,
we
yep.
build end-to-end from device all the way to the cloud, mm-hmm. and then also we have implemented like a Lambda architecture, right, where you're looking at streaming analytics, where you're tracking data coming in and trying to alert anything which is abnormal,
mm-hmm.
or alert into operators, et cetera,
okay.
so they're taking actions.
Okay. Yeah. So basically covering all the aspects of an IoT application, and the idea is to certify developers, right? But what would a developer actually want to be certified and go through that specific set of courses to get that certification at the end of the day?
Sure. In general, right, what we want to make sure is IoT projects can get complex, right?
Okay.
You're trying to solve a business problem at the end. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is we want to make sure whoever is starting that journey of IoT, mm-hmm. that they are certified, they know how to do the architecture mm-hmm. of an end-to-end solution, as well as per vertical, go deep dive and learn how to code for it.
Okay, so the expectation would be that we look at someone certified as an expert in the overall end-to-end IoT implementation of the application, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So they're able yeah. to actually take a business problem and put together that okay. blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, each vertical will have their own experts to go deep dive and develop that end-to-end solution.
Got it. So basically for a partner, it would be, hey, I have these many certified people, so I can serve you as a customer. And for a developer, it's something that it can put on their resume as, I'm certified and I can actually do these kind of projects.
Exactly. So for especially our partner ecosystem, right, the more certifications they have mm-hmm. around this MPP program, I think they'll be basically be able to go to the customer, and that could be one of their checkbox to say, hey, I have like mm-hmm. these many MPP certified okay. Developers and architects.
Okay, yeah. let's see exactly what these courses are about so that we see that coverage of technologies or areas that you're having in the courses.
Sure.
I think you have a web page for that.
Yes. So if you look at the web page, if you go to the yep. website aka.ms/MPPIoT.
Okay. We're going to add the link in the description of the
exactly.
video here. Okay.
So if you go look at this website, right, so mm-hmm. what we have is we have a 8-course program,
mm-hmm.
and each course can go up from 8 hours all the way up to 60 hours. However,
okay.
and the beauty of this is it's MOOCs, so it's online.
Okay.
You can basically do it at your own leisure.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we have built this is take each course and get certified per course.
Okay.
And when you come to the end, you do a capstone project, which is a real project in
okay.
IoT. You submit it, and then once you're certified in the capstone, then you get the MPP program.
Like back to school.
Exactly. Like exactly. And you do it at your
yeah.
own leisure, right? You go home.
Yeah, yeah. So you take your time.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
have to pay for that certification?
Exactly. For
yeah.
each certification, there is a
cost
yeah. for it, and at the end,
yeah. Is it fair to say that the cost actually allows to have this kind of like higher bar so that you really, you know, are vetted as an expert, and it's not just like random people just like putting the video on and waiting for it to happen. You really are validating skills
exactly.
that are useful in real life.
Exactly.
And that has a cost, basically.
And also, there are a lot of benefits, right? For each course you're taking, there are other people who are taking, so you can start communicating with them, you can start communicating with our instructors, and overall, it you're creating that good learning ecosystem, rather than you just go off and listen to some videos.
Makes sense.
So if you look at the track itself, right, what we have is we have 8 courses. So if you look at the first one, what you do is you start off with getting started with IoT. Mm-hmm. It's a basic generic IoT course where you're learning what the ecosystem is. If you're somebody new, you basically come and understand the different verticals, industry verticals like manufacturing, retail, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And get that broad perspective of what actually IoT is.
Okay, makes sense.
And then as we go through, we teach you how to do embedded device programming.
Okay.
We have SDKs for Azure, which we have developed in 5 different languages.
Okay.
We pick a language and we go with it. And once you learn that, you can go and start working with other languages as you need. Then we go into device communication. So if you look at our Azure IoT story, we have our Cloud Gateway, which is IoT Hub, which helps you connect millions of devices into the cloud and also manage them at scale, right?
Okay.
So you learn how to do that. Device to cloud communication, cloud to device communication, and how do you manage your devices.
Yeah.
And as we go, data lands in the cloud, you basically learn how to analyze the code and or the data coming in and put some alerts, et cetera, as real time. And also, how do you store? Like, this could become big data, right? So you, how do you store that data? We have solutions like Cosmos DB or Blob Storage, et cetera. On bringing that telemetry and storing it. Then we go into like our visualization. We have time series insights where you're able to actually bring that telemetry data and visualize the data, as well as we have updates to time series insights, which is in public preview, where you're able to store that data and connect into storage, et cetera.
Okay.
Then we go into, once the data lands there, what do we do, right? You could do real-time streaming and raise alerts, as well as once data lands in a store, you can create these predictive models and basically run Azure Machine Learning, et cetera, or services on Azure. So that's what they learn. And one thing I want to discuss is, once you finish all these courses, before you go to the final capstone project, we actually go through this journey of helping you architect your solutions end to end, because you have now learned.
So you learn all the bits and pieces.
Exactly.
And now you learn how to put them together in a way that makes sense. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we teach you, especially when you get an RFP, if you're a partner or even a developer working for a customer, if you get that requirement of a business problem to solve, how do you take that requirement and how do you identify quality attributes, how do you identify constraints, et cetera. So we teach you all that. And also, at the end, we try to help you, once you develop your project, how do you operationalize it, right? So look at Azure Monitor to be able to get that end-to-end story for you.
Okay.
And once you finish that architecture course, then you go and find a project, and basically a real project, and implement that end-to-end from all the learnings you have, submit it, and get an MPP certification.
Awesome. Yeah. And so we see it's super broad, right? It's it's lots of the parts of an IoT project. You were saying also initially that eventually then you can become an expert in one of these areas, right? You want to become an expert in Azure Storage. Then there's another MPP program that actually allows you to get certified for that very deep dive on these kind of technologies, right?
Yeah, like predictive analytics, right? For example, if you really want to go deep dive and learn data science, we have an MPP for data science.
Okay, so you can actually have several badges of expertise. If you want to like stay in school for life, because that's that's actually time consuming as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. But one thing, when you talked about the deep dive, right?
Yeah.
I actually want to ask you that question.
Yeah.
I know you're working
Damn it, I'm the one asking the question.
Exactly. I'm going to turn it around.
Yeah.
I know you're working on something. Can you tell me about that?
So I think there's a connection, actually, a complementarity between this certification and the IoT school, which is actually about teaching people about anything IoT, right, in Azure IoT. The way I see it is actually IoT School gives you the breadth and the higher level perspective on what you know IoT is about and Azure IoT has to offer. And once you've seen these, you go get certified when you estimate that you want to become an expert or you are an expert and you want to validate that, and you go take the MPP program, right? And then what you can do is like actually you can also do the other way around. You're an expert, you get certified, but then you want to extend your horizons to other technologies, whether go deeper into AI or things like that. From the IoT School platform, you'll be able to actually to reach out other technologies like AI and storage and so forth. So
exactly.
definitely a bridge into the rest of the world through IoT School and MPP.
Awesome. And to basically summarize, right, what I would suggest is if you're a developer, if you're an architect, if you're an MVP, who's basically either you're starting your journey in IoT or you have already spent some time in IoT, it's a great way to validate yourself by getting certified.
Yep. So the call to action is simple. Go to the aka.ms/MPPIoT link. That's the one, right?
That's correct.
Go to that link, get certified, give us feedback as well. Yep. And you know, let's see you soon with that new badge of you being certified for Azure IoT.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the IoT show and see you soon.